Hello and welcome to the FGM TV News Review. I'm Susan Mitchell. Here at FGM TV, we focus on programs and news that illuminate the truth of Falun Gong, which is also known as Falun Dafa. We also share information that's having an impact on the international community of spiritual cultivators. Falun Dafa is a traditional Chinese spiritual practice that includes exercise and meditation. Its principles are based on truth, compassion, and tolerance. The practice began in China in 1992 and quickly spread by word of mouth across the country. In 1998, a government survey concluded that the number of practitioners exceeded membership in the Communist Party. The next year, the president of China, Jiang Zemin, began a brutal persecution. In this week's update from China, 596 Falun Gong practitioners are confirmed to have died from torture while in custody, with 5 death reports received in the last week. Reliable sources inside China, however, put the actual death count in the thousands. In the last 7 days, torture reports have come in from 15 provinces and the cities of Dalian and Shanghai. 1,024 people declared as null and void statements saying they'll give up Falun Gong that were made while undergoing torture as they were the result of extreme coercion. They say they will continue practicing Falun Gong. Our top story this week, an update on the status of the British Home Office order to deport Ms. Lili Lin, a pregnant practitioner of Falun Gong, back to China. And some of our other stories. Efforts continue in the U.S. to rescue Dr. Charles Lee, a U.S. citizen illegally imprisoned in China. The 2003 Falun Dafa report is to be presented at the United Nations in Geneva. Torture continues in Chinese labor camps, and the Jiang regime extends its persecution to other countries. An Australian mother's lifelong sinus and asthma problems disappear 1 month after beginning to practice Falun Dafa. And the president of Latvia attends Ms. Suying Zhang's art exhibit in Riga. First, our top story. Ms. Lili Lin, a pregnant Falun Gong practitioner who was detained and nearly deported by the British Home Office, is expected to be released soon. Ms. Lin's lawyer has begun the appeal process on the basis of human rights in order to overturn the Home Office's decision to deport her. After the legal procedures of this case began, the deportation process ended the same day. Ms. Lin is expected to be released in a few days. Ms. Lin's case has caused great concern among many UK politicians, many organisations, the UK Falun Dafa Association, and Falun Dafa practitioners around the world. They all urged the British government not to deport Ms. Lin. Considering the brutal persecution of Falun Gong in China, especially the forced abortion of pregnant women, they requested that the British government protect Ms. Lin for humanitarian reasons. Efforts continue to secure the release of an American citizen in China. 17 NGOs and organizations joined hundreds more traveling from across the United States for a rally in Washington, D.C., to seek assistance from the State Department and members of Congress to secure the release of Dr. Charles Lee. Charles is an American citizen who has spent more than 44 days in isolation detention inside China, though no formal charges have been brought against him. Many believe he is being held purely because of his spiritual beliefs. Charles's friends delivered an appeal letter and over 20,000 signatures to Mr. Scott Carpenter, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. Amongst those in the crowd were the 6-member Rescue Charles Lee car tour team who had driven through snowstorms from Boston to hold media events in New York City and Philadelphia. The Falun Gong Human Rights Working Group, a group of practitioners devoted to improving human rights in China, has carefully gathered and documented personal details from families of those practitioners in China who have been murdered or whose human rights have otherwise been violated in contravention to international treaties signed by China. This 2003 Falun Dafa report will be presented to the United Nations Human Rights Commission at its annual meeting in Geneva in March. The UN Criminal Court in The Hague has sentenced former Bosnian Serb president Biljana Plavsic to 11 years imprisonment for committing crimes against humanity. Plavsic, dubbed the Iron Lady of the Balkans, was president of Bosnia-Herzegovina from November 1990 to December 1992 and was a prominent leader of the breakaway Serb part of the country throughout the civil war. British sentencing judge Richard May said that during her time in power, Plavsic, a former biology professor, quote, planned, instigated, ordered, and abetted persecutions of the Bosnian Muslim, Bosnian Croat, and other non-Serb populations, and disregarded widespread reports of ethnic cleansing, end of quote. Jiang Zemin of China has also been charged with crimes against humanity, and his case will be taken up by the same court in The Hague at a future date. Torture continues in Chinese labor camps. The Bemelong Women's Forced Labor Camp in Zhuzhou City of Hunan Province has implemented a variety of brutal means of torture. They torture Falun Dafa practitioners by forcing them to stand or sit on small stools for long periods of time, handcuffing and hanging them up in the air, using them as punching bags, using electric batons to shock the sensitive parts of the body, forcing them to do hard labor in the mountains, and locking them up in isolation, force-feeding them, forced brainwashing, and so on. Some practitioners have died from being force-fed and suffocated, while others have been disabled by the cruel torture. The Jiang regime extends its persecution outside of China. According to incomplete statistics, more than 60 Falun Gong practitioners from Japan have suffered from different forms of persecution by the Chinese government. These include the following cases. 11 practitioners had their Chinese passports cancelled. 28 were denied entry to China and were forcibly expelled. Another 28 were forcibly detained after entering China and were later expelled. 20 were illegally arrested and detained. 4 were sentenced to heavy prison or forced labor camp terms. 17 had to apply for asylum overseas. Yoko Kaneko, the wife of a Japanese businessman, is still in detention in China, and her life is in grave danger. Yoko Kaneko's elder sister, Jen Luo, from Mudanjiang City of Heilongjiang Province, was arrested by police after she told her relatives about her sister's hospitalization. Her whereabouts is unknown at present. Over 170 cases of direct persecution have been documented. This is a persecution against a peaceful spiritual practice, and it violates both the Chinese constitution and international treaties that China has signed. During her recent visit to Washington, FGM-TV's Christine Loftus interviewed U.S. practitioner Amy Lee.
Hi, Amy Lee. Thank you for meeting with us today. I understand that you're a Falun Gong practitioner, is that right?
Yes, I'm a Falun Gong practitioner, and my name is Amy Lee.
I understand that the persecution of Falun Gong has had a direct impact on you and your family. Could you tell us a little bit about this?
Sure. And because I believe my Falun Gong belief, and I was arrested many times in China, and finally I lost my family, I lost my job, my child, and I wandering all over the places. 2 years ago, I came to the America, and I separated with my child for almost 3 years. Last year, June, I applied for my daughter for a passport to travel to America, but China government didn't give her a passport. Yes, this happened as other Falun Gong practitioners' family numbers, and this is a policy in China. They won't give a passport to the Falun Gong practitioner and her family members in China. So I miss my daughters very much. It's very difficult at that time. And finally, with 6 months' efforts and many Chinese people's help and congressman in Massachusetts and international administrative member and the voice of media and my fellow co-workers and my Falun Gong practitioners and all of them helps. Finally, my daughter got her passport just a couple of days ago. So I'm very happy now, and I'm looking forward to meet her in United States, maybe next month. I hope so.
Thank you so much, Amy. Thank you. That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Christine. Before closing for March break, Canadian members of Parliament discussed an amendment to the Falun Gong Motion M236. The whole session demonstrated strong support from the MPs, with representatives from all four major political parties speaking out in support of Falun Gong. They requested that the Canadian government issue a minister's permit to allow entry to Canada for persecuted relatives of Canadian Falun Gong practitioners. The discussion will continue when Parliament resumes after its two-week recess. Many millions of people around the world have experienced better health after starting to study the teachings of Falun Dafa and doing the exercises. The Australian mother of a teenage son recently shared the following. I had suffered continual and severe sinus all my life. Every day I had a blocked nose and was continually swallowing. At night, I was up 4 or 5 times trying to clear the nose and throat. I would take numerous sinus tablets, which also kept me awake at night. I lived with constant headaches and eye pressure. As often as 6 times every year, I had to have antibiotics due to sinus infections. Very often 2 to 3 courses. I was so used to all this, I didn't realize how wonderful it is to be normal. I even had the sinus operation about 4 years ago. This didn't help at all. The asthma was not as severe, but ongoing. Both these problems disappeared about a month after I started the exercises. I was even doing some of them incorrect for about 3 months, until I went to a practice site and was shown correctly. This goes to show the power of Falun Dafa. My life has turned around. I have not had a sinus headache or problem since. I've been practicing about 10 months now. Also, I've just found out that my blood pressure has normalized. I always had low blood pressure, and about 4 months ago, for the first time in my life, it's normal. The president of Latvia attends a Falun Dafa artist's exhibit in Riga. Following a successful 4-day exhibition of her work in Tallinn, Estonia, Ms. Tsuying Zhang brought her collection of traditional Chinese paintings to Latvia. The exhibit opened in the Art Gallery Wagnera in Riga on March the 5th, 2003. Local media, government officials, artists, and art lovers by the hundreds attended the opening ceremony. President Vera V.K. Freiberga was one of the special guests, who enjoyed the peacefulness and beauty of the paintings. Madam President is a firm supporter of human rights around the world. With the help of an interpreter, Ms. Zhang described her love of painting and the great benefits she's received from practicing Falun Dafa. The art exhibition coincided with a celebration of the 200th anniversary of the gallery's first opening. The administrators of the gallery were so impressed with the high quality of the exhibition that they waived the usual fee for using the gallery. In addition, they provided free advertising and also presented Ms. Zhang with flowers. Ms. Zhang revealed how Falun Dafa saved her from crippling arthritis and therefore allowed her to continue fulfilling her passion for painting. She expressed her deepest concern for the lives of Falun Dafa practitioners in China who are still being tortured, beaten, and killed under the Zhang regime's orders. She asked all kind-hearted people to help to end this inhuman suppression. Finally, Ms. Zhang thanked the people in Riga, Latvia, for making her art exhibition such a success. Thanks for watching the FGM TV Weekly News Review. See you next week.